chapter 1. Amen. Daniel chapter 1. And if your Bible is high, we make our proclamation. You ready? Daniel chapter 1.
Make them say it, Pastor. This is our Bible. Say it. Come on, make them say it, Pastor.
Amen. Are we ready?
Yeah.
This is my Bible. God's holy word. Verses 8 through 15. You ready to read? Please say amen. Let us read. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat, nor with wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. And the prince of the eunuchs said unto Daniel, I fear my lord the king, who hath appointed your meat and your drink. For why should he see your faces worse liking than the children which are of your sort? Then shall he make me endanger my to the king. Then Daniel said to Melchizedek, from the priest of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, prove thy servants, I beseech thee, 10 days, and let them give us pulse to eat and water to drink. Then let our countenances be looked upon before thee, and the countenance of the children that eat of the portion of the king's meat, and as thou seest, deal with thy servants. So he consented to them in this manner, and proved them 10 days. And at the end of the countenance appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the other kids. Amen. You may be seated. I will talk this morning briefly from this theme, identity theft. Identity theft. Amen. Identity theft. How many of you even know that you've heard the term identity theft? Raise your hand. Amen. When we look at how identity theft is, people go in, they find out your business, and they mess up your good name. They go in, they get your social security number all like this, and they go do terrible things and without your knowing about it. And in this passage of scripture that we just read, if you didn't notice, there is an identity theft in this passage. When King Nebuchadnezzar, who is the king of Babylon, invaded and actually whooped and beat Jerusalem, they went in and they took the brightest of the bright people from Jerusalem. One of those persons was Daniel. Daniel knew that he was a very smart and very gifted man. He also knew that he had been chosen by God to do wonderful and mighty things. But when he was taken over to Babylon, Daniel knew that he did not want to look like the king. He did not want to do anything like the king. So when it came to a point where the prince of the eunuch said, now that you are out of Babylon, and out of you out of Jerusalem and into Babylon, I'm going to give you a portion of the king's meat. Somebody say the king's meat. This was considered a perk, a friend benefit. But Daniel knew if he sat and ate the king's meat, he would no longer look like his father God, but he would begin to look like the king. So I want you to look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, who your daddy is? Let me tell you, the king had a plan. The king knew if he fed them long enough, they would start to look just like him. Have you heard the term when husband and wife start looking at each other after about 5 years? Hello? Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. If you feed anybody for 5 years and they don't start looking like you, it's a dead cat on the line somewhere. Hello? Look at your neighbor, see if that dead cat on the line. So the king had a plan. He said, if I feed you, then you should come to the table and start looking just like me. And the king had a plan because whenever all of his people gathered, he just looked at them to see who looked like him and see who didn't look like him. Because the king wanted to put out all the dead cats on the line. And I'm not going to ask you to look at nobody real close, but just kind of glance at them. Do they look like they part of the family? Or do they look like a dead cat on the line? It is so important. Daniel knew he had to look good. Because in biblical times, if you came before the king and you were not smiling, you could instantly be put to death. And you think about it. Before I asked y'all to stand up, it was a whole lot of funerals we could have had in here. Hello? So what Daniel said, you know what? I can't look like the king. And he went. God had given him favor. And he said, you know what? Let me continue to look like my father. I want to be looking good in the neighborhood, but I want to look like my daddy because I'm blessed. How many of you know you're blessed? Raise your hand. Point number one, in the presence of God, all of his children must look good. In the presence of God, all of his children must look good. Psalms 34:1 said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. It didn't say that if everything works for me, I'll bless the Lord. It didn't say if I had a good day, I will bless the Lord. It didn't say if God did everything I asked him. But the psalmist said, I will bless the Lord. Because the psalmist knows when I get in the presence of God. Hallelujah. When I get in the presence of God, I need to look good and I need to be thankful. When you recognize, and just think about all the snow that we got today, the snow that we got the past couple of days, do you realize in another part of the great United States, some places got as much as 18 feet of snow? We cry about inches, but there were some places that got feet. to look like his father. He still wanted to look good. And children of God, let me tell you, how you look on the inside will show on your face. The king wanted to steal his identity because the king said, if I feed you long enough, you will forget about who your daddy really is. And you know what Satan does? That he does us the same way today. Satan feels if he throws enough stuff at us, we will forget how to praise him. If he throws enough stuff at us, we will forget how to lift our hand. If he will confuse our mind long enough, we won't know how to praise him anymore. But I came to kill a demon today. No matter how much no we get, we'll know how to praise God. No matter how rough the road gets, we will be able to say hallelujah. No matter how bad we feel, just the fact that God let us come in his house today is worth the glory. Hallelujah. When we look in our scriptures today, glory to God, the king of the eunuchs, the prince of the eunuchs, he got upset. He said, Daniel, I can't give you what you asked for, because if I let you eat what you want to eat, when you come before the king, you won't look as good as everybody else will look, and the king is going to be upset with me. Children of God, catch your breath. The world wants us to eat their mess and look like them. Just in Sunday school this morning, I heard a lot of mess. One young lady was saying in Sunday school, it's hard to work with a whole lot of women. Don't eat that mess. When you come to church, we see 95% women. What you gonna worship? You better be able to work with some women. They want us to eat this mess. All the good men is married. That's a crock too. If you ain't married, they ain't all married, baby. Just keep on living. What's another crock? You know what? Black men, it's more black men in prison than it is walking the street. That's a lie. Because God got some brothers. Look at them right here. We got some doctors. We got some lawyers. We got some attorneys. We got some congressmen. All of them ain't going to jail. But the world wants us to eat their mess. I came to kill a demon today. Hello? And then we got some brothers. Hello? That ain't never seen the inside of a jail. And they ain't dull, they ain't boring, and they still look good. Come on, brother, stand up and show what a good-looking man look like. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and say, ain't no identity them here. In the world, they want you to eat a whole bunch of mess. Can I talk this morning? The world wants you to know that if you are not a size 5, then you ain't worth looking at. I came to kill a demon. Can I tell y'all the truth? If you heard it before, act like you haven't. Burger King got a sandwich named after me. Yes, it is. Can I show you? It's called a Whopper. You know why? Because it takes two hands. Hello? So how many Whoppers we got in the house? Hello? Here, you better feel good about who you are, baby. Hello? Look at your neighbor and say, I feel good. See, not somebody want to grow up to be a wall.
Papa.
But I want you to understand, God held Daniel to a higher standard. And by that same standard, he is holding us. When the world tries to feed you some nonsense, you better let them know, I don't eat the king's meat. I don't have to just grab somebody off the corner so I can say I got a man. I don't have to look at, the men don't need to grab every skirt because it passed by you. But in the word of the Lord, we have a higher standard. Hello? Just like Daniel, it might look like we're bringing up the rear. But if God is behind me, then I'm bringing up the rear because I feel good about who I am. Hallelujah. Daniel stood for what he was and for whose he was. This morning, I want you to know without a shadow of a doubt, you better feel good about who you are. You better feel good about where you are. And you better know without a shadow of a doubt, you are a miracle going somewhere to happen, because God could have died for anybody, but he chose to die for you. Look at here. Daniel said, I won't eat the mess that you give me. Even in 2008, as we begin to study Black history and celebrate Black history, some of us are embarrassed that we are Black. Some of us don't want to be. I wish I was a little bit lighter. Let me tell you, light-skinned people is just that, light-skinned. They ain't no more blessed. They ain't no more charming. And let me tell you, being Black and beautiful is not the color of your skin. It is the condition of your mind. Because I'm going to let you know something. God's got ugly children in all colors. Hello? But he's holding his children to a higher standard. You have to know that you are chosen. You have to know that you are blessed. You have to know that you've been called out from among them. And you better not let the devil give you any junk to eat at your table. When they tried to tell Daniel, you have to eat this. You know some of the things that go on in society. You know, if you're Black, you're supposed to be on welfare. You're supposed to get food stamps. You're supposed to be at the bottom of the barrel. That's a lie from the pit of hell. If you are Black, you can be anything you want to be. Hallelujah. And just like Daniel, do you know who you are? Catch your breath a minute. Daniel went into slavery knowing who he was. Today, we have Black people running in and out because they don't know who they are. They're trying to be something that they're not because they're not happy with who they are. It doesn't matter what you pay for your clothes. It doesn't matter what kind of house you live in. It doesn't matter what kind of car you drive. Because if you are not saved and sanctified, whatever you pay is not enough. If you are not one of his children, it is not enough. If you are not called by God, it is not enough. It is not the price of your clothes that makes you somebody. It is the price of your soul that makes you somebody. And Jesus paid the price. Hallelujah. Do you know he paid a price for you? Do you know he paid a price? It's identity theft when someone tries to make you feel small because you come from Alton. Make you feel small because you don't have a college degree. Make you feel small because you too this and you too that. You too fat. You too skinny. You ain't got enough hair. You got too much hair. That is a lie from the pit of Satan. You better know you are looking good in the neighborhood. Daniel told the prince of the eunuchs, I will not have you steal my identity. I knew who I was when I came here. And I'm going to be just as blessed when I leave here as I was when I got here. Child of God, hold your head up today. You better know that we came from a line of proud people. There was a time when you couldn't make us hold our head down. There was a time when you couldn't make us look like we didn't belong here. And bless God, we are come back to that time today. Even on Super Tuesday, we have some black people who won't vote unless they get $5. Why let somebody buy your vote for $5 and give you $1,500 worth of hell after they get your vote? I'm going to say, preach, Reverend. But Daniel was cool. And that's all I want you to know today. You will not, if you know who you are, if you know who you are, nobody should be able to talk down to you. If you know whose you are, you ought to be proud just because God woke you up this morning. If you know whose you are, you ought to feel good that he gave you the activities of your limb. If you are feeling good today, you ought to know without a shadow of a doubt, if it were not for the Lord on your side, in hell, you would have been lifting up your eyes. You better know today. Just like Daniel, we ought to look back in our history. Do you have anybody in your family that you're proud of? Raise your hand. Put your hands down. Do you know anybody in your family that is proud of you? Raise your hand. Because when you know your heritage, you will not be made to feel small. You will not be made to feel bad. And nobody can talk you out of your blessing. Daniel said, I don't want the king's meat. If I have to deny my parents, I don't want the king's meat. If I have to deny my son, I don't want the king's meat. If I have to deny my God, I don't want the king's meat. I'd rather stand on the word of God all by myself than to eat the king's meat and be looking like everybody else. Daniel said, I don't want the king's meat. If anybody in here don't want the king's meat, the king's meat said, deny who you are. The king's meat said you don't love the Lord. The king's meat said you want whatever the king got. But let me tell you, we eat the meat of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Catch your breath today. You know if you're part of the king's meat. And you know if you're part of the Spirit's meat. When we look over in Galatians 5:22, it says very simply, turn to Galatians 5:22. When you eat of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, you don't worry about identity theft. Because when you eat of the King of Kings meat and the Lord of Lords meat, when we look at you, we see love. When we look at you, we see joy. When you look at us, see long-suffering and peace, gentleness, meekness, kindness, goodness, temperance. That's what you have when you eat of the King, Kings, Lord of Lords meat. Daniel said, I don't want what that king got, but I want what that king has. Because when you eat of his meat, the Lord says when he opened a door that no man can shut. The Lord says when he shined the light from heaven, he will let his word guide your feet. When you eat of that meat, there is no limit to you. God said, I will do exceedingly abundantly above what all men can even think or imagine. But ask yourself, are you really proud? Are you really proud of who you are? Are you really proud of your background? Are you proud of your forefathers? And And then what are you doing today that will make somebody want to look just like you? What are you doing with your life today that these young men sitting here said, I want to be just like that when I grow up? What are you doing? What are you doing? I don't want to embarrass anybody, but young men, stand up for me. And I want you to look at the congregation. Turn around and look at the congregation. If you see anybody that you would like to grow up to be like, raise your hand. St. John, give yourself a hand. You may be seated. In the congregation, if there's anybody here that wants to speak into these young men's lives, will you stand? Right now, all of y'all need a whooping. Sit down. Sit down. If we had asked you who would want to make a video, you would have jumped up. If we would have asked you who wanted to go downtown or somewhere, you would have jumped up. But because it's our kids, you got to look to see if the next person going to stand up or the next person going to stand up. This ain't about the next person. I ask, how many of you want to speak in the lives of these young men? Have a seat. When they're looking for role models, they're not looking at television. They're looking at you. When they want to know how to serve the Lord, they're not looking at TBN or the Word Network. They're looking at you. When they want to know how to praise God, they're not calling Rob Parsley or Creflo Dollar. They call it you. What's wrong? Identity theft is when you come to God Sunday after Sunday and can't get a prayer through. Identity theft is when he won't let you walk in his house week after week and you don't bother to tell nobody how good he is. Identity theft is when you come in and you get upset because you got to give him a dime out of every dollar. What is that? God said, today I cast it on you. Daniel stood for something. And in the words of Martin Luther King, he said, if you have not found something to stand up for, you will fall for anything. Child of God, I came to tell you today, Daniel put himself to a higher standard, and he would not eat of the king's meat. I don't know where you sit today, but it bothers me that we are sucking up to the king's meat because it's easy. We believe the lies that they keep telling us about black people because it's easy. But if you want to change the story, you have to change your mind. There are good black men and there are good black women. Black children can learn like any other child. We are not born retarded. We are not born slow. We got a mind to think with. We're not out to wash our hands in each other's blood. Black people love each other just like we love the Lord. So today, as you examine your life, look around and see, where have you let Satan tear you down? Look at your life and see, where have you let Satan pull you away from the Lord's table and set you a seat over at the king's table? If you think that the best, that you got the best there is, that's identity theft. If you think God is no longer hearing and answer prayer, that's identity theft. If you don't believe that God can do exceedingly abundantly above, that's identity theft. If you don't believe God will open doors when there ain't no door, that's identity theft. God is still passing out blessings. He is still raising his kids up. He is still moving. He is still shaking. God is still in control. I know Satan is after your joy. He's after your peace of mind. He's after your love. And you got to hold yourself to a higher standard. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I will not eat the lie of the devil. I will not eat the lie of the devil no more. Identity theft. I know who I am, and I am a child of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Let's praise God today. Let's praise God today. Let's praise God today. Hallelujah. And even as we prepare at the end of this service to eat of his body and drink of his blood, just know that's just not a piece of cracker, but that's his body. That's not just grape juice, but that's his blood. And when we eat of him, we look like him. When we sit at his table, we look like him. And if we eat together, we pray together, we worship together, there should be no dead cats on the line. But all of us should look like our Father. The way we speak to each other, the way we greet each other, the way we love and live together. All of us should look like our Father. Which brings me to one last question. Do you know who your daddy is? The doors of the church are open. You may come by letter, Christian experience, candidate for baptism. Where's everyone today?